we were able to convert what was a rather industrial looking porter cabin into quite a nice looking unit. And once things opened up, able to have mini events on a weekly basis. So we basically changed our operations to about between six and 10 people max, including visitors, 52 weeks a year, as opposed to what could have been up to 100 people, but only three or four times a year. So quite a change in modus operandi. Obviously a massive increase, 13-fold times the commitment, means that we very much need more volunteers, be it reception, people that are ready to do a little bit of a small commitment, let's say once a month. They could be experts that have retired or still are ready to give up some time in electrical work or textile trained people. Alternatively, they may just be good DIYers who want to be part of a group which is trying to help the community save a few pounds and save waste, and not to mention, very importantly, save CO2. So very relevant to the upcoming Green Week for Market Harborough, and then the big conference that the government is hosting on climate change later in the year. 2 years ago, we started with a view to helping the community. We were kindly given some grant money by various organisations, but most importantly, Market Harborough Council. And we've tried to acknowledge that as often as we can, because it is for the local community, as suggested in the name of the organisation. I think it's certainly something that the community have enjoyed participating in and using. We are very much about trying to encourage people to think about repairing, not just creating a repair service. The last thing we want to do is to take business away from local repair companies. We want to encourage people to learn to repair and get more value out of the items that they own, as well as saving waste and saving CO2.